was a dancing girl who started getting fat. Every day brought 2 more pounds to Ella. Till one day she found she'd lost her job because of that. Then to make it worse, she lost her fella. So she sailed away to Egypt to forget. But she made such a hit that she's there yet. If you hear of a gal who can shake and quake till it makes you think of a nervous snake, they're speaking of Egyptian Ella. She weighs 220, but they don't care. They like him plenty that way out there. She has the love of every fella. She does a dance, and when she starts by the River Nile, the boys all take their old sweethearts and throw him to the crocodile. Every sheik in the audience jumps up and yells that she's immense. How they love Egyptian Ella. The boys hang around, but she plainly states she doesn't care a fig about dates. And they can't make Egyptian Ella. A sheik tried to kidnap her once, I'm told. She shook so much he lost his hold. He couldn't take Egyptian Ella. So the Pasha wrote her a royal note with his royal fist. It said because of the dance she does, she's on his royal waiting list. That's how fame of a different sort has come at last from an indoor sport to our own Egyptian Ella. All the other dancers, from the desert to the Nile, one by one admit that they are jealous. For although they dance each night and wear their sweetest smile, Ella's tent is the one that draws the fellas. And yet her dance is something they can't steal. For nothing else could do it but an eel. If you see a girl with 2 big hips just like the rudders on 2 big ships, you're looking at Egyptian Ella. With eyes of passion that blink and stare, a disposition that's almost there, you can bet a pound that's how to tell her. She does a flip and then a flap, seems to have the knack. Last night she flip-flapped round the map and very nearly broke her back. If you want to know why men by scores have given up kilts and wear plus 4s, blame it on Egyptian Ella!